Some street cleaners in Zhengzhou, central China's Henan province, have been given a special gift this winter by their company. That is, high-heeled shoes for men and women that don't even fit your feet. So that's the gift that's been given. And I want to know more about the story, and we'll talk about these shoes. Is it suitable to give it to these lovely people?
Well, first of all, I didn't even know that they made high-heeled shoes for men, but that is something. But unless you are an army of Hyangs, this kind of treat will not maybe be as appreciated.
And also, please allow me to interject, because when I saw this piece of news, I was astounded at first, because I saw that these high-heeled shoes, they're not just any high-heeled shoes. They look like the product of Roger Vivier, and you gentlemen look...
Can you explain that for those who don't know Roger Vivier?
Okay, I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
So basically, these are the most fancy high-heeled shoes in the world.
Ooh.
Yes, but this company has obviously copied and produced some knockoff shoes of that company and given them to
the street cleaner.
I don't know what is expected here. Do they want the street cleaners to be in high heel shoes as they clean the streets?
Well, let's talk about that. So some street cleaners that worked in a sanitation and cleaning service company in Zhengzhou, central China's Henan province, were given a strange gift, as you might be guessing right now. Those are those nice high heels. No matter their sex, street cleaners all got a pair of high heels women's shoes, many of which were high heel ones, as I had said. Many of the street cleaners complained about the donation, especially male employees who were given pink high heel shoes. They're like, hey man, I want to maybe wear these, but pink ones, come on.
And they're fake Roger Vivier's fake
pink ones. Doesn't look good on me, okay? Even those female employees claimed that the shoes given to them were not their size. The company explained on January 10th, saying that the shoes were donated by sellers in a charity event this winter. I guess the charity event was actually December 2016, and it involved shoe markets giving these kind of shoes as a charity to the street cleaners. Altogether, 3,860 pairs of shoes were given, along with 3,200 pairs of gloves and masks being donated. So some of this stuff, I think, definitely can be used by street cleaners, those being the gloves and masks. But, a lot of people are pretty upset, basically saying, what am I going to do with pink high heels? I'm a guy street cleaner, and not really, wearing high heels on the job might be uncomfortable for me.
Or give them to your female friends.
Yes.
Yes, she'll be happy.
Make some female friends.
Yeah. Well, receiving a pair of fake Roger Vivier pink heels that probably doesn't even fit her feet either.
Right. I can't do much about the fake stuff there. But I just want to say, you guys obviously haven't heard the saying, real men wear pink. and real men... dare to wear stilettos. No, I'm just kidding. That's totally not a thing. But I think it's pretty obvious. You know, the company wasn't really paying attention, and they just wanted to show this gesture. Oh, we are doing something nice for the street cleaners, and we actually care, blah, 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 blah. And then they ended up giving out shoes that were probably, like you said, first off, knockoff stuff, and second of all, you know, not really of good quality, because some of them were actually past the expiration date or something like that.
Mm. Yeah, and you know what? After the company spotted their mistake, they told employees, if you have any family members who wants to wear these high heel shoes, they can take them. And if they want to change the shoes to get the appropriate size, the company, I guess, was willing to work with them on that. Looking at this, though, I feel like, I mean, you gotta really, to effectively look at this, you gotta put your mind in the recipient's, you gotta try to be in the recipient's shoes, high heels or not, in their shoes, to really understand what's going on. You know, these people probably working really hard, and doing kind of maybe the job that not a lot of us would do. So they're doing a job not a lot of people would want to do. And, you know, when it comes time for someone to say, hey, we did a donation or a charity and we got this stuff to donate to give to you. And you're like, oh, wow, I'm going to get a new pair of shoes. This will really help me do the job. These ones are wearing out, or some gloves or whatever. You're looking forward to something. And then you're stuck holding a pair of high heels in bright pink. And you're like, well, maybe, no, definitely can't wear these on the job, you know, or let alone if you're a guy, maybe at all.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know if this is in the defense of...
You have a biasness toward high heels.
Well, if...
I see where you are on this issue.
Well, look at what I'm wearing today. stilettos. Blue suede stilettos that are very much sky-high high heels. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like them. But if I get a pair of fake... I don't know why I keep on saying this. Roger Viviers, I would be heartbroken. But here, the company can easily say that... You either get this
or nothing.
Yes, or nothing. So I'm doing you a favor.
But what if I went around and did random charities and gave people stuff they completely didn't need, almost to the point where it's insulting? You know, like,
why is it insulting?
It is insulting because these people could really use some warm shoes, some warm gloves, and instead you tell them they're going to get something that might be useful to them. You know, you don't have charities and then donate stuff to a group of people who really don't need them. That's just kind of insulting. Like, you don't, donate to, like, Hurricane Katrina victims, like, you know, fish bowls and stuff like that, and say, here's, they'll be like, why do we need fish bowls? Or something just completely unrelated. We need food. We need blankets. We need these kind of things to help us, you know, with our day in, day out lives. This is hardly a charity. This is hardly a donation. It's more, in my eyes, an insult.
Yeah. And also, some people's argument is this. If you give them something, at least that's better than nothing. Therefore, it's not too bad, right? But I say, well, if you give people what they don't need, and you actually ask them to tell us your size, they bothered to do that, and they still ended up getting the wrong size, mm-hmm. and even, you know, shoes for the wrong gender, then of course that's insulting, because even if we don't talk about anything else, they still need to go through some extra trouble, jump through some extra hoops just to get the stilettos. Isn't that time wasting?
Yeah, and this reminds me of earlier on, a couple of years ago, I remember seeing some discussion on the internet about certain remote areas in China, like in Xizang, Tibet, or in Qinghai province, and when there's a snowstorm coming in and the local people received charity donation items such as summer dresses and maybe sandals and things that they don't need at all. And then I wonder if there is a difference between charity and what is seen as sort of like a benefit that a company gives you. So I think these are completely two different things. I wonder if we need to look at the story with a more specific lens in that regard.
Well, I think, you know, this hasn't happened, or this has happened more than one time. And that's something also I think needs to be brought to the table, is that like local sanitation department in Shifeng, Sichuan province, gave some bottled mineral water that expired past the quality guarantee period for 2 months to street cleaners as a donation in June 2015. This is giving like expired goods to those people who endure the hot, hot heat to make your streets cleaner, or the cold, cold, cold to keep things from getting too trashy on the street. In Baoji, Shanxi province, street cleaners received red envelopes with 300 yuan each, from certain leaders. And I guess after the PR stunt was done and pictures were taken, they took the red envelopes back and they said, actually, we already gave you 300 in a bonus, so far back. So we're going to take this back. I mean, these people, it seems like, are either the, the victims of abusive PR to make someone look good. So someone gives them something fake or that they can't use, just to make a newspaper headline for the general public showing how good someone's doing for the community. Or it's just careless getting rid of maybe, I don't need
unwanted stuff.
Yeah, unwanted stuff. Like, oh, we need to get rid of this unwanted mineral water. Let's just donate it to the street cleaners. And what a way to give something to someone who probably would just appreciate something so small as maybe gloves or electric warming devices or a thermal container. These kind of things that really help you beat the cold in the winter.
Right. I think the key thing here is when it comes to donation, it needs to come from your heart. If it's just some perfunctory effort to make someone look good, especially to make yourself look good, then it's not donation in nature. You're just doing yourself a favor instead. So I think it defeats the purpose of donation.
Yeah, I do see that, but I wonder for the company, the shoe factory or the shoe company that was trying to find someone or another company to take over the shoes that it can't sell, I don't think it's all that ill-intended, I feel. I think it is the company that is employed by the local government.
I know what you're trying to say, but the thing is, if you can actually, do the one stone, two birds thing, then that's fine. But the thing is, here, they really cannot do that because those people do not need high-heeled shoes. So in this case, what should come first? What they actually need, rather than what you should try to get rid of.
Yeah, but I agree with you in that sense, but I still think that it is the employers of the sanitation workers are at the super big fault here, because it is them deciding what to give to the hardworking street cleaners, and I suspect that they are they're taking this completely wrong, and they are the ones that are adhering to sort of like formalism, that they don't really care what the recipients of this gift are feeling, but they just want to show that we've tried to do something good for you. And that kind of mentality is so bad in, I think, the minds of an employer.
Yeah, and I want to point out something here too, is that you say companies. People are probably pretty confused because they thought maybe street cleaners were of government, hired by the government, so government employees in a way. In definitely some circumstances they are, but sometimes in other circumstances they are outsourced to privatized companies, as I understand, which is why we're talking about these specific street cleaners who were outsourced to companies and basically made to clean the streets. But I also would say that it is, if there are government employees doing the same job as a privatized, outsourced government, or not government, privatized employee, they need to be given the same benefits because it was the government's decision to outsource the job. So I would say that it's only fair that two people doing the same job should get the same kind of benefits. But here it seems like the only benefits that really come in for these guys are these kind of really not so good donations.
Yes, and what Ryan has just described is called 双轨制 in China, or the dual track system, and also another term to throw in the pile is 编制, so the quotas that the government have in hand, and these people are going to be on the government payroll, and usually they enjoy better benefits package if it does exist, and there are other people who are not on the government payroll, and you're pretty much subject to how well that private company is treating you. And so unfair as it seems in so many different lines of work in China, this situation exists, and you see differential treatment. And that is the sad part. And that is on the change, but we need to see more changes in that regard. You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price,